track six, and now it's back to the news. Police continue to investigate unexplained Christmas Day death. Police investigating the death of a man in Chudley on Christmas Day are appealing for information. Officers are particularly keen to hear from anyone who may have dash cam footage from around the time. Police were called to the rural property to the north of the town at 10:50 a.m. on Christmas Day. There had been concerns for a man reported. The man, aged in his 80s, was found inside the property and was confirmed dead at the scene. His next of kin have been informed of his death. Police say it is believed there had been a fire at the property at some time, which had been extinguished before the emergency service arrived at the scene. Detective Inspector Edward Valens, who is the officer running the inquiry into the man's death, said, "We would like to hear from anyone who has dash cam footage from Marsh Lane, Chudley, between 8 p.m. on Wednesday, December the 24th, and 11 a.m. on Thursday, December the 25th. The death is currently being treated as unexplained, and we are working with the fire service to establish the circumstances of this incident. Anyone who may have witnessed an incident in the area or has any information or dash cam footage which could help the police with their inquiries has been asked to contact officers via the website or by calling 101, quoting 50250328761. Or alternatively, independent charity Crime Stoppers can be contacted anonymously online at crimestoppersuk.org or by calling free phone 0800 555 111.
Devon Hunts oppose trail hunting ban. Devon Hunts have been expressing their concern at government plans to outlaw trail hunting, whilst anti-hunt groups warmly welcome the move. The change is part of the new animal welfare strategy. Fox hunting was banned by the Blair government under the Hunting Act 2004 that came into force in 2005 in England and Wales. But trail hunting, which involves an animal-based scent trail being laid to be followed by hunters on horseback and hounds, has been allowed. The issue has been that hounds sometimes pick up the scent of a real fox and follow that instead. Local hunts include Dart Vale, South Pool, the Modbury Harriers, the Britannia Beagles and the Dartmoor Hunt. A spokesperson for the South Devon Hunt said, "The SDH has hunted trails two or three times a week for more than 20 years, happily coexisting with local people and visitors alike. Trail hunting brings people together, either mounted or on foot, to spend time with friends and enjoy some fresh air in our beautiful landscape. It's perfectly legal and no foxes are chased or killed by the hounds. We're one of more than 200 registered packs in England and Wales, strictly regulated by a governing body and operating with landowners' permissions. We have three full-time employees, all under 25, and our kennels are home to their three young families. Our truly diverse membership makes a huge contribution to our rural community and economy. The proposed ban on trail hunting would do nothing positive for wildlife, but would put the future of our 80 hounds at risk. We have carefully bred these amazing working athletes for more than two centuries, and we take great pride in their welfare." Roger Swain from the fox hunting website Wildlife Guardian said, "Despite convictions every year, we believe, like many others, that more needs to be done, and we welcome this proposed strengthening to the Hunting Act. Landowners and people from the rural communities contact us weekly asking for advice on how to prevent hunt trespassing on their land and disrupting their animals and wildlife. We would like to see greater protections for these people who currently have little support. In our opinion, the hunts have done this to themselves with their open defiance of the law. If they had switched to legal drag hunting or clean boot hunting, further legislation would not be necessary. They have hidden behind loopholes such as accidents during trail hunting, hunting for research and hunting rats and rabbits for far too long. A spokesperson for South Devon Hunt Saboteurs said, "As a group, we know that unless there is a complete ban on hunting, as Scotland has, the evil sport will continue because the hunt groups will find any little loophole to carry on. The government will carry out a consultation on the issue."
Dawlish Minor Injuries Unit is facing a further week-long closure. Health chiefs have announced another week-long closure of the Minor Injuries Unit at Dawlish Community Hospital. The temporary closure will be until Monday, January the 12th, according to Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust. Anyone with an urgent but not life-threatening injury or condition is advised to visit the Urgent Treatment Centre at Newton Abbott Community Hospital or the Minor Injuries Unit at Totnes Community Hospital, which remains open. A spokesman said, "We sincerely apologise for any inconvenience this may cause and thank you for your understanding." The unit has been closed intermittently for the last year. In November, it was closed for 2 weeks consecutively. Trust bosses have said previously the closures are due to staffing issues, which have meant the unit cannot provide safe staffing levels. A trust spokesman said on a previous occasion the unit was shut. Since Dawlish Minor Injuries Unit reopened in April 2024, we've experienced low attendance rates and ongoing staffing challenges to provide a safe and consistent service. Our attempts to recruit and use agency staff have been unsuccessful, resulting in us making difficult decisions to temporarily close the Minor Injuries Unit at short notice and moving staff to our Urgent Treatment Centre in Newton Abbott. We recognise the disruption this has caused, but ensuring safe staffing levels is our priority. There are fears locally that the continued closures will lead to a permanent loss of the facility. NHS England has set out a national requirement that minor injury units should no longer be offered as standalone services by April. The Trust says NHS Devon is reviewing minor injury units and urgent treatment centres across Devon. No decisions have been made about any of the services yet, including Dawlish.
The strangest flushed Devon foreign objects. A toy car, dog bowl, traffic cone are just some of the strangest items found in Devon sewers, it has been revealed. South West Waters sewer inspection teams have made public some of the most unexpected foreign objects they found in 2025. The items were spotted during routine inspections of pipes by the South West Water teams, with many detected using the new AI-assisted analysis of CCTV footage. While operators are used to dealing with everyday culprits such as wet wipes, fats, oils and greases blocking the sewers, these discoveries were harder to explain. Traditionally, teams use specialised CCTV cameras lowered into pipes to record thousands of hours of footage, which technicians and office staff then manually reviewed to locate faults, structural issues and blockages. AI systems were trained to automatically highlight objects and anomalies in the footage, reducing manual effort and helping teams identify unusual finds and potential problems sooner. Behind these strange discoveries is a serious message. Blockages caused by foreign objects can lead to wastewater flooding, homes, gardens and roads, infrastructure damage and pollution of rivers and sea. In 2025, South West Water cleared 7,000 avoidable blockages from its network. Residents are asked to only flush the three P's, and if it is not pee, poo or paper, to bin or dispose of waste responsibly. Andy Pettifer, South West Water's wastewater operations manager, said, "Finding a toy car or football in a sewer might raise a few eyebrows, but it is a serious issue that our teams are facing each year. Our sewers are designed for wastewater only, and anything else can cause blockages that affect homes, businesses and the environment."